Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
Oh, and we found John. Thank heavens. I was worried about him. I thought he fell off a window. Well, hey, Happy New Year to everybody. We heard a comment, New Beginnings, and it certainly sounds like another great adventure and an exciting year. So we feel wonderful to be back with everybody, and we're glad that you're back with us. So, welcome to our Ask the Archangel, January the 2nd, 2018. Now, of course, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. This is to benefit the entire group, of course. They would also like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak. Of course, this will also assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to us and the group, and that they feel, obviously, is very important. Now, remember, when you would like to ask a question, please hit *6 on your phone, and then the number 1, which puts you in the queue. This is a better way to handle the Ask the Archangels, because we don't want people stepping on each other, so it just comes up on the screen, and the next person will be up. So you don't have to worry about hanging up and recalling. Of course, by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website in a couple of days. So, now, let's all take a deep breath, relax, and assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for the evening.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am delighted to be with you again this month. These are very auspicious times in which you live. And the year 2018 presents many opportunities for growth, transformation, and an escalation of Christ consciousness in the very core of your being, where it lies imprinted and has been dormant for some time now. Many of the collective consciousness has achieved a level of consciousness where these Christed imprints are now available. And because of this, they are available to all humans on this beautiful planet Earth, which is a Christed planet. This evening, I have come to discuss with you what is Christ consciousness? So many, when they first hear of this, they immediately turn to my life as Yeshua on earth. This is not exactly the way it is, dear ones. Yes, I am a Christed being, just as you are. I took on a human form to exemplify my Christed nature, my divinity, who I was. And because I was able to come forth in that embodiment as Jesus, in a fifth-dimensional body, with a state of consciousness that was far beyond that dimensional frequency. You have been asked in these times of shift and change to step up and to enter fifth dimension, to change the body into its original Christed nature. And this begins with stepping into the fifth dimension, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but spiritually, and knowing who you are as that Christed being, and reflecting it daily, being consciously aware. What does it take to be that Christed being, to hold that Christ consciousness coherently and very dynamically? It takes a change in your thought system about who you are, where you know and you never waver from that knowing, that you are able to use your energy system, your chakra system especially, and transform it into energetic cycling of Christed energy. Each chakra operating very coherently at a rate that reflects Christ consciousness, so that your energy field remains that pure reflection of energy of the divine, and that you recognize it, you know it. And as you do this, you are able to sustain light energies at a very profound state. And you start to remember yourself, the truth of who you are, aside from everything that has been shown to you and taught to you from that third dimension, that you drop that you allow these imprints to come into the forefront of your consciousness, and you know yourself as that beloved being in a physical human body that reflects continually that more refined frequency range of light, the light of the source of your being. And you never, ever stray from that state of consciousness. So I would like to now open this for a discussion with you, with each one of you, to answer further questions about your Christed nature. This should be, it should open doorways to awareness as each one of you engage with me in these concepts, not just asking your questions, which are important, but in relating what you know about you as that Christed being, as the image of your source in a human form. So I now invite you to speak with me.
Yeshua, thank you so much for being with us this evening. It's always a real pleasure. Well, let me start off, because we do have a question from one of our wonderful visitors. And it basically says, and asks the question, it's about manifesting our intentions with regard to the amount of specific information that should be included. Some spiritual teachers say intentions can be stated in a very general way, such as, I want to have good health. Others say, be very specific and state the intention in present tense, such as, my pancreas functions at the highest level of health. I would really appreciate any clarification on creating intentions for manifestation.
Well, this kind of goes along with your Christ consciousness. And your intention for exemplifying that consciousness. So when you are fully engaged in that Christed imprint, you are able to manifest with ease and proficiency. You must recognize that, yes, your intention is important, and the precision in which you think and feel that intention is most important. The thinking process and the feeling about that thought is a primary focus that you must engage in. So it is not enough to say, I want good health. It is not enough to say, my pancreas is functioning at its optimum. You must be fully aware that that pancreas is not functioning at its optimum. But you also must be very confident that because you hold that Christed imprint, you are able to assist the body to bring it into an energetically coherent function. And you must hold that confidence and that feeling, that assertiveness, as you direct light, Christed light, into your physical body to assist the body to readjust and to heal itself. So that alone are the precursors of manifesting precisely. The other part is in the recognition of yourself as that Holy Spirit dwelling in a body that has a complete unified presence with the source of your being, and that you are filled with the love of that source as you were created in perfect health, in perfection. So as you hold those thoughts, you draw on that assertion of healing and changing the fragments that have been created by misthought, judgment, guilt, and continual disruption in the pure flow of the light that is within you. There are many resources that you can use here by infusing the light of Source into the body, directing it into the area that needs assistance so that it can come back into its original perfected state. Working with the energies in the body, the chakras that relate to the area in the physicality that might be amiss or might not be functioning as coherently as needed. You can also begin to utilize a phrase such as heal, body heal. I command that this body come back into its original state. Understand, part of that assertion is in your ability to command the energies of the physicality. You are much larger, bigger than the body itself. The body is only a vehicle. So it needs your help. It needs your consciousness. It needs your spirit to heal your body. I hope this is of benefit to you.
That's super. Thank you so much. Let's see what the group has to other questions that they might have this evening. Who's first up? Okay, here we go. You're on with Yeshua. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Yeshua.
Hello.
Well, I am definitely feeling the shift and changes that are going on. And currently, I just feel bored with the third dimensional life that I had created for myself in the past. And now that I've changed, I'm kind of feel in a state of letting go of a lot of things, but I don't feel a whole lot of new coming in. And I was wondering, as part of this process, is it necessary to have that loss of identity totally before something new comes in to you? Or, like, what, I guess my question is, what's normal of that process? I know that you go through losing a lot, but when does the fresh energy come in? Am I not allowing it, or is this just normal?
Well, first of all, when you realize that you no longer need the trappings of third dimension, where there is separation and loss and fear, there is a clearing that has to take place where all of the thoughts and the identifications that are part of that dimension are released and new thoughts begin to take its place. And recognize those. These have already been occurring to you. So each time that you change your mind, you change your view of things, you let go of the trappings of the physical world and all of the things that were important to you, grasping for physical comforts and needs. This does not mean that you are not anchored in your physical life. This is important. But you're anchored in a different state of being, a different consciousness, and that you are confident in yourself as that fifth dimensional being. So as you clear continually and things occur to you every day that you release, these have been occurring for some time now, but you don't recognize that as you release them, that you are constantly creating a different thought about yourself. This means that a lot of things change. Your relationships change. The way you view the world changes. There becomes a more peaceful continence within your being. And there then arises ideas that you might not have had. But it's important that you recognize these changes and that you recognize when the new thoughts are present and you become excited about them. So in that practice alone, this will propel you into creating and manifesting something quite different. Mm-hmm. It's important that you keep fear at bay and that you never, ever fall into fear about anything, because you are a creator being, a Christed creator. Fear is the most detrimental opposition that you have in creating a fifth-dimensional Christ consciousness. And that sometimes will very fleetingly run through your thoughts that maybe I'm not capable. Maybe I am not able to manifest differently. Never allow that thought to remain in your consciousness. Dismiss it and replace it with knowing that I am divine. Patience in this process is needed. It's a continual daily exercise. Sit quietly often and pray. Sit quietly and reflect on the beauty of your soul, the beauty of who you are, the radiance that you hold, the light, the radiance that you are. Sit and view that part of yourself. So you begin to know who you are very intimately in that silence. No one can tell you that. Only you can know it. And it isn't important that anyone else know it. It's only important that you know it.
Wow, thank you.
You are very welcome. That was an excellent comment. Thank you.
You're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Hi. Good evening, Yeshua. Thank you so much for answering my questions and for the guidance you give. I was hoping you could give some suggestions on what needs to be accomplished in order for us to raise our vibration enough to that which is necessary for ascension. I get confused at times, and I feel overwhelmed because I feel that there's so much to work on with such little time to do it.
Understand, time is only binding by the dimension that you are in, and that's when you feel there's not enough time for you to do everything that is required of you. That is a third dimensional state of being. It is also fear-based. And just as I have been discussing about keeping fear, do not allow that energy, that emotion in your space. It takes quiet, reflective time daily to be and to see the beauty that Source created in you. The chakra system, especially the first four chakras, are so important in this transformational process.
Okay.
View the chakra system every day. Look at where there is any distortion, influx, the light of your spirit, into the first, second, and the third chakra, into the fourth chakra. Recognize the love that you are. Love what you were created to be. The love of Source created you in its image. Recognize that. This can only be gotten in quiet, reflective times where you are in a prayerful state, where you direct the light of your spirit into your physicality, into your mind, to free the mind from all of the restraints of third dimension, where you recognize that your heart is open and receptive. These are the things that are very important, foundational concepts of love and unity of fifth dimension. The unity of who you are, unity with the source of your being, unity with the love that you are. Never allow yourself to shut down or to be fearful or to think there's not enough time. It can happen in a moment. It can take years. This is up to you and your due diligence and the times that you spend connecting heart to heart with the source of your being. The beauty of your spirit is so profound, dear one. You only need to recognize it and to know it intimately.
Thank you. That's wonderful. I appreciate that. I had a quick second question, if that's all right. I was wondering if I could get some clarification, please, as to whether or not, I don't know if you can answer this quickly, but working on oneself is also looked at as being service to others when it comes to ascending.
It is service to others because you are part of the collective consciousness of all humans on this planet. So when you are clearing, when you are actively participating in raising your frequency of light that you carry and not letting it be disturbed, you contribute to the consciousness of the collective, to each and every individual that you meet on a daily basis, because you transmit that through your auric field. So these things that you do for yourself, you do for humanity, you do for Mother Earth, you do for the elementals who are in a fallen state also. When you transmit your Christed light into the earth, it benefits the earth. It benefits the elementals to create an environment for that fifth dimensional space to be created in a physical form, so that it makes it much easier for each and every human on the planet to hold that Christed image in the forefront of their thought.
Wonderful. That's good to know. Thank you so much. It's truly a blessing having you here this evening and being able to speak with you. Blessings to you.
Blessings, dear one.
Thank you.
You're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for taking my question. I hope that I'm not getting off of topic here. I haven't heard many people ask this question, but in regards to the Christ consciousness, since I have really awakened over the last year, I have been finding myself in almost in different times, and also finding that I'm being basically visited from beings from other worlds. And I'm wondering if this is part of the Christ consciousness awakening, where I'm seeing grids over the earth, white crystal grids and things like that. And I'm just wondering if that's part of it.
Of course it is. The earth has a crystal, what you would perceive as crystalline, but it's really light, pure Christed light. It's a Christed planet. Yes. And the important thing for you to recognize that all planetary systems within this galaxy are dependent on Earth to reflect that. And when Earth and humanity fell into third dimension, its light was diminished. Mm-hmm. And it didn't reflect to these other star systems, which were dependent on that Christed light. So too, you as the individual, when you emanate that Christed light in your auric field, you benefit every person that you meet on a daily basis, because you are projecting that Christed light. You are projecting the love that you are without any guilt, without any whatsoever, any judgment. Perhaps that individual is not there. They're struggling. But the light that you give unconditionally helps them change and transform. There are many beings from many different star systems outside of the Milky Way galaxy that are continually sending light to Earth and humans so that they might step up and become who they originally were created to be, and that's that Christed image. So yes, to answer your question, all of these things are accurate, dear one.
That's amazing. I kind of had a feeling, but when it's new, I must admit, I thought maybe I was losing my mind for a couple of minutes, but then I realized what was happening, and I thought, and I very often see Christ. In fact, tonight on this call, this is my first call, I said to my sister, Christ just came in. And it's amazing. And of interest, the call that you just took prior was my twin sister. So I think Jesus is at work here for sure. But thank you so much. It's just amazing. This is just an amazing journey, and I truly appreciate everything that everyone is doing, everyone everywhere, Jesus, you name it, everybody. I just feel like I want to cry. I'm so overwhelmed with love right now. Thank you.
Yes. Never doubt, dear one. Never doubt what you are capable of. Never doubt the extensiveness of the consciousness that is being shown to you. Never fear that you are losing your mind. Always dismiss that. Never allow it to be in your field. There is no limit to what you can experience in this lifetime.
Thank you so much.
You are
Thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Yes. Bye-bye.
You're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for being there, Yeshua, and for taking my question. It's regarding how can you stay connected, focused, and conscious when there are storms around you, when there's tremendous amount of anger-producing things I can live a very peaceful life, but I've become so angry about certain things that are dangerous and very unconscious, and I can't do anything about those situations. So I want to know how to stay connected to my own spirit without allowing the anger to come.
First of all, as I have spoken previously, the quiet observance of your spirit and the radiance of who you are is first and foremost. Secondly, do not allow the anger that you feel to diminish your light. Yes, it is sad that so many throughout the world are still so invested in separation and fear that they create unstable environments that are very dangerous. So in the quiet time in your environment, create a lovely space for yourself that is pure and light-filled. Nurture it. When you leave your environment, be very selective as to what environments you expose yourself to. Create an energetic protective field around yourself, be it a bubble, a geometric configuration, with the intention that only love will penetrate that shield. And nothing else that is not of Christed light can penetrate. And be willing to open your heart with compassion to the suffering of humanity. For it is great, and it takes beings such as yourself who can hold a different frequency that will make the difference, even though you don't see it right away. You are capable of making such a difference. So do not let anger create fear or judgment. Continually create Christed light and reflect it to humanity that is suffering. Be selective on what you expose your refined field to.
Thank you. May I ask further?
Yeah, of course.
It's from within my own place. The place itself is surrounded by and attacked by stupidity more than anything, and it's dangerous. And it's not, I'm not going out into it. It's actually surrounding, and it is frightening for sure, but mostly I get angry. I'm trying very hard to stay away from that. I do spend hours in great meditation with great gratitude. But then when the...
This is within your home, in your environment?
It's surrounding my environment for the last 3 days, yes.
You must take steps to remove this because it has a very destructive influence on your energy because it causes such an angry response.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is surrounding your home,
it is.
Take steps
to report it to an authority that can make a change. You yourself would put yourself in harm's way if you tried to interfere. And if you cannot resolve it at the physical level, then my advice is to change, if you possibly can, your location so that that environment no longer bombards and destroys what you have created in yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Hi, Yeshua. I was wondering why there's such a deep, deep draw to nature right now. I've always been drawn to nature, but something right now, it's the only, every vision I have involves being connected and close with nature. So I was wondering if you could maybe explain that a little bit.
Well, nature is a beautiful reflection of that Christed energy. The fields, the flowers, the fertility that is within nature. Even the sky, the sunsets, the sunrises exemplify the beauty of Source and the creativeness of Source. The other part of that, when you are very connected to the earth, as you are, you help the earth and the elements, the elemental especially, to create a different environment, to take the earth out of the third dimensional frequency into a more Christed reflection of fifth dimension. So these are the things that you can do to assist Mother Earth, to assist Gaia, by reflecting your love to Earth, to the elemental, reflecting your Christed imaging, so that image can be restored within Gaia. This is something that you can actively do just by your intention, by your thoughts, your feelings, your love for Earth. This you do often. So it is your charge, beloved, that you continue this, that you help Earth, that you are the resource, one of the resources that Earth has to restore its Christed nature.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Yes, hi, Yeshua. Such an honor to have you back again this month. Thank you. My name's Cindy, by the way. I have something going on with myself in regards to raising my consciousness, and I seem to go in cycles. This happened to me last year around this time as well, but again this year, I seem to get very, very driven that, you know, the other lady talked about, you know, in being, having to live in the third dimension, that everything becomes boring. Well, it's similar to me. I've just, like everything in my life, in the third dimensional life, outside of my family, has just become very unimportant. And particularly with my work, where, you know, I still work, and it's like, I don't really feel like doing my work anymore. It just seems like it's so trivial. And then I'm just really driven by seeking and wanting to learn and meditating all the time. And I even took extra time off, you know, at Christmas because I can't do anything else. I just feel like there's something just driving me and searching, and I've got so many books to read and all these channelings that are going on, and it's just all-consuming. And I just don't know if I'm just carried away or is this normal? Is there something I should be concerned about with this, I guess?
Well, you need to seek a balance. It's very important, dear one, in these times of transformation, that you are very anchored in the earth, in the physical world, because this is where you create change. It's in the physical world. Think of this. When you are at work, it's important that you reflect all that you know, the love that's in your heart, the compassion for those in your environment, creating a difference in the environment itself of the workplace. And if the job is losing interest, it's important that you make a change because you have outgrown the creativity that gets stimulated through your daily work. You have to love what you do. You have to love your environment. And if you do not, it's time for a change. You have grown tremendously in your search and in your meditative quiet time. Now, the other thing I want to say to you, it's not important about all of these books. Although some of them contain very valuable principles of spirit, but the knowing comes from inside you. The knowing is within you. It's imprinted in your soul. The knowing comes from experiencing your transformation and the knowledge that is gained through that introspection that you so diligently allow yourself in your quiet meditation. Doesn't mean that you can't value sacred texts or written word, but that is not the sum total of how you know. It only stimulates that inner awareness of you, which it has done very proficiently. And you will trust yourself that you will be guided to read or to listen to certain teachings that are applicable to you at the present time. And when they are no longer, then move on.
Right. And that's where I think going through cycles, right? Because I was like this last around Christmas as well, and then again this Christmas. But all year I've sort of really went inside of myself, and I've done a lot of work there. But then it just came out again, and it just seemed very intense. But yeah, I guess with my work, it's kind of like it's almost time to retire anyway, and I'm just sort of hanging on for a little while longer. But I appreciate that information very much. Thank you very much, Yeshua.
I have one more comment here that is very important, and that is this is a cycling of timing that occurs throughout the year. You have just undergone an intense energetic infusion at the winter solstice, And this infusion drives you into the winter months of introspection and choices that have to be made for you as the spring approaches and you begin to create anew in the spring, where you reflect on what you have gained in the previous year over the cycles of the spring and the fall, in the summer, where growth takes place, and the fall, where the harvest takes place. This is a cycling that drives you into the interior, and it is intense because you have received much in this past year.
Yes.
The energies have been quite expansive. So now you're called upon to reflect at your growth and where you need to make changes when the spring comes and the ground becomes fertile. The ground of being is that introspection space that is very fertile and will allow you to create a sense of well-being when you alter the things that need to be altered and see the things that you need to see that you have created in this past year.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Yeshua.
You are blessings. Very welcome. Blessings.
You're next up with Yeshua. Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Galina. Hello, Yeshua. Hello, John. Thank you very much for my question. I just had it a little while. And while I was listening to other participants, kind of faded away a little bit. But also, I guess my question is about the future, the personal future. I was very harshly participating and maybe even feeling into the cleaning, well, basically being the cleaning lady for my surroundings, which means environment, people, and probably the earth. And it really affected me on emotional, mental, and physical level. And so I'm wondering, first of all, if there is any way I can release this, whether it's program, algorithm, or some commitment to help other people to release their stuff, including my own. But it's just way too much. I don't think I have that level of intensity personally that when it's constantly tapping into collective. And so for myself, personally, I actually, for the future, for this year at least, I'm wondering if there is any relief and maybe changing into more creation, more joy, more different trajectory of life than I had up until now.
Well, it's important that you have recognized that changes need to be made. And so it is in your clearing of the clutter, and this is why you are so invested in cleaning your environment. It is an awakening call to clear the clutter from your mind, to clear the clutter from your emotions. You cannot help another until you are clear, a clear vehicle within yourself. And so this takes recognizing in these winter months what needs to be changed, where the anomalies are, where the resources are that you have gained in the past year, because there are many. The light, the Christed light, has never been more brilliant than it is in these times of change. So it is in the clearing process that you approach, not through judgment, but in your quiet introspection time, where your thoughts that you engage in regularly interfere with that peaceful, harmonic space of your soul spirit. The beauty, recognizing the beauty and the love that you are, brings joy each day as you navigate Earth. Secondly, as I have told a previous participant, it's important that you put a protective shield around yourself when you are outside of your environment where there are negative influences in the environment, especially if you are involved in cleaning services of any kind. So this is crucial so that you are not taking into your field anomalies in that cleaning process. The love that is within your heart is all that is needed for Mother Earth, for the Earth, to begin to recognize its Christed nature. This is what you need to recognize in yourself and clear the clutter in the mental, emotional body that prohibits you from seeing this regularly and coherently.
I have this kind of weird, it's like guilt and then resistance, and as almost you blame me for something that I cannot find, or I just blind to see it in myself, the clutter that you're talking about. Can you
have
some
the clutter? You must release the judgment that you have done something horrible, unforgivable. When you are in a dense third dimensional body, you miss the mark regularly. You fail.
Yeah.
But it is in those failings that you learn to rise above them and create differently, to think differently. So release the bindings of that guilt that you have done something unforgivable. This is untrue, and it will bind you and keep you in turmoil, beloved, and not allow you to see the beauty that you are.
So what can I do to release this?
It's something. Go ahead.
Yes, as you mentioned, something, I cannot sometimes even put it in words. I just feel this like a knot, and it's something related very much. I guess I take a lot of stuff into my stomach, because this is how the cleanup system that I have for energy transmutation, it's kind of seems very old and not necessarily working anymore. And if there is anything else that interfere with me, that's why I feel very much, often very old, very outdated, as if I'm not me.
Let me ask you this. Are you willing to let it go? It no longer serves you to hold that guilt. It doesn't.
Yeah.
And as soon as you realize that, it will be gone. And you can create differently. But as long as you hold that judgment for yourself, you bind yourself. You don't need another to forgive you, dear one. You need you. This is upsetting your digestive system because you can no longer tolerate it. It has come to that point. Nothing will help you until you release it and let it go and know that you are loved beyond your comprehension.
Is it something in my mind that doesn't allow it to release? Is it something I have to know cognitively that would allow me to understand that I'm not guilty in anything?
You're not losing anything. You're losing the bonds that bind you. And it isn't necessary for you to make it conscious unless you think it's necessary. And then be willing to have the courage to remember it and forgive yourself.
I'm not sure I want to remember. I'm afraid, actually.
Well, have courage. I will be with you, and I will help you release it if you are willing.
Okay. Is it possible to have it with ease?
With ease, yes. Do not be distraught. This is only as difficult as you make it, beloved. So sit with me often in the love that I give you, in the light that is yours, and be willing. That is all that is needed. Now we must move on, dear one, but I will never leave you as long as you are willing.
I know that you are with me. I know that you are there was a gift given to me that I was conscious about it. I don't feel it as something I'm carrying. It's kind of, I thought it dissipated. But then I see that sometimes just my presence affects situations or environment or participants of the situation. And it's like, it's not that I'm doing something, but probably the connection, how can I put it, easy. Something still remains. It just, I never was able to have a piece or something for me. It's like I'm not allowed until everybody helped, saved, etc. Silly, but how can I change
it? You can change your thought. And we must move on, dear one. This gets into some personal territory that needs more help than we can give you on this call. Love yourself and allow yourself to change your mind about you, and your life will change.
Hello, you're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Hi, Yeshua. It's Natalia. I want to thank you for this call. I have two short questions. The first one is, what did you mean with take care of the kingdom of heaven and the rest will be added upon to you? Well, I don't know it very much in English, but I know it in Spanish. So what did you really mean with this focus on the kingdom of heaven and the rest will be added easily to you? And until which extent can we practice this in the daily life, for instance, with manifesting a job? So what shall I focus on in the kingdom of heaven,
for instance,
to manifest?
The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And you must recognize that. And that takes a prayerful introspection to see what source has created in you. The kingdom is within, and when you recognize it and you take care of it, you take care of the light that you hold, the love that you hold for yourself as well as others, all things will come to you that are needed.
Okay. I will keep on that, trying this. Thanks. And the second one is, could you tell us a little bit about the white light and sound sisterhood and brotherhood, and what are you doing that all the time? So you connect through us right now, and we are here together 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, and what are you guys doing the rest of the time? Are you enjoying, you playing, dancing, singing? What are you doing the rest of your...
I am enjoying being who I am and knowing who I am. And I am very occupied helping humanity attain the joy that I hold.
With other masters and angels all the time, and you can see other planets and other dimensions and all this?
Of course. I have no limit because I know who I am. And you know
and
what?
We can't, okay,
you have no limit either.
So that means I could eventually be part of the white light, sisterhood, and brotherhood eventually.
You will know when that happens.
All right. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you so much. I feel the love. Everything is twinkling.
Yeah. Because you are love, and so therefore you receive my love and kind. Blessings, dear one. We will take one more call, and then we will have to close our gathering.
Okay, here's our last caller. You're on with Yeshua. Hello. Hello. Hello, hello. Oh, hello.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Oh.
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Ah, thank you. So, my question is a simple one. How can we best align to our unique mission or destiny in life this year? What is the best way to do it without falling in the traps of the ego?
Well, it's in that humbleness, which is very misunderstood. Humbleness is not weakness. Humbleness is knowing without any doubt who you are
intimately and holding that knowing very coherently. The ego gets involved when there is arrogance or when it has to label you in some way. That is a sign of the fallen ego. The ego can be transformed into a light ego that is assertive and that contains the knowing and the love and the light of you. It needn't be labeled, and there is no arrogance, better than, less than, only pure knowing. And that comes from inside of your soul spirit. You see?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You are very welcome. Well, beloveds, this has been a delightful conversation. And I know that each and every one of you, whether you participated or not, benefited. My heart was open. So we stood in this beautiful environment that we created together, heart to heart, soul to soul, creating Christ consciousness on earth. Thank you, beloveds. I am Yeshua. Blessings.
Thank you, everyone, for participating. We've enjoyed everyone and all the questions. You continue to have a wonderful month, and we will check in with you when we can. Blessings.